Please stand for the proclamation of Easter. This holy and blessed day is the first of the week, the King and Master of all days, the feast of feasts and the season of seasons. On this day we bless Christ forever and ever. O faithful, come. Celebrate the glorious resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Alleluia. Now that we have seen the resurrection of the Christ, let us adore the all-holy Lord Jesus, the only sinless one. We bow in worship before your cross, O Christ. We praise and glorify your resurrection, for you are our God, and we have no other. We magnify your name. All your faithful come. Let us adore the holy resurrection of the Christ. Behold, through your cross, joy has come to the world. Let us always bless the Lord. Let us sing his resurrection. By enduring for us the pain of the cross, he has crushed death by his death. He is risen and dies no more. Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Alleluia.
Christ is risen indeed.
Alleluia. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort and defend us, gracious Lord. This is a
let us pray. God of mercy, we no longer look for Jesus among the dead, for he is alive and has become the Lord of life. Increase our minds and hearts the risen life we share with Christ, and help us to grow as your people toward the fullness of eternal life with you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. Good morning and welcome to worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We are grateful for your presence among us today, all of you who are here in person, and for all of you joining us online. I want to take a moment and give a special thank you to the Lutheran Men in Mission for providing us with a wonderfully delicious breakfast this morning. Thank you for your time and energy, and perhaps we can offer them a round of applause as a thank you. Speaking of Lutheran Men in Mission, Neil has an announcement.
Thank you.
We Lutherans love our food, don't we? I want to thank everyone who contributed toward our beautiful flower arrangement this morning. It's absolutely gorgeous. When I picked it up yesterday, it was more beautiful than I imagined it to be. I want to invite anyone who contributed, if you'd like to, after the service, come and take a couple of flowers home with you just to have a reminder of those that you contributed in honor or in memory of. I also want to thank everyone who has helped provide faithful service for all of the services that we had this week during Holy Week. It was all hands on deck, and I'm very grateful. And I want to give a special thank you to Judy. Lent and Holy Week are a very full season in the life of the church, and it requires a lot of extra time and commitment. So thank you for all of the additional services that you played at. Today is the third Sunday of the month, so we will be taking up our basket offering after the offering itself, and it will go toward the hospice house. Just a reminder, the church office is closed tomorrow. However, tomorrow night, Agape will still be meeting at 6:30 at the office complex, and there is a special speaker. I can't recall her name, but she is going to speak about her journey toward getting a kidney transplant. So she'll be sharing her story. We have a few birthdays this week, but we have a couple this morning. Bill Curry, Hunter Hedrick, and Max Carrick. Also having a birthday this week are Colton Jones, Neil Clark, Gene Kepley, Chip Blower, Lynn Dennis, Brandon Everhart, Caroline Black, Justin Hedrick, Bobby Waitman, Kent Everhart, and Jill Hunt. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And one final announcement, after the children's sermon today, all of the children second grade and younger are invited to a time of children church with Susan Lohr. She'll take the children away and they'll come back before the communion meal. Let us now continue the work of worship as we hear God's word.
The first reading is from Acts. Peter began to speak to the people. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. The message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm is 118. Give thanks to the Lord, for the Lord is good. Let Israel now declare, God's mercy endures forever.
The Lord is my strength and my song,
and has become my salvation.
Shouts of rejoicing and salvation echo
The right hand of the Lord acts valiantly.
The right hand of the Lord is exalted.
The Lord indeed punished me sorely. Open for me the gates of righteousness.
I will enter them and give thanks to the Lord.
This is the gate of the Lord.
Here the righteous may enter.
I give thanks to you, for you have answered me.
And you have become my salvation.
The stone that the builders rejected
has become the chief cornerstone.
By the Lord has this been done. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
The second reading is from 1 Corinthians. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. For since death came through a human being, the resurrection of the dead has also come through a human being. For as all die in Adam, so all will be made alive in Christ, but each in his own order. Christ the first fruits, then at his coming, those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to God, the Father, after he has destroyed every ruler and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 24th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and on the third day rise again?" Then they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they told all of this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, Raya. Hi, Gavin. Hi, Gracie. Hi, Maddie. Hi, Kate. Hi, Cameron. Hi, Everett. Hi, Sawyer. Hi, Lincoln. Hi, Ava. Cameron, before you get too comfy on Gracie's lap, I'm going to need your help, because a few Sundays ago, you helped me hide the Alleluia sign. Do you remember that? Do you remember where we hid it? Because it's time to find it. Can you help me find it? Okay, let's see if we can go find it. I'm going to follow you. I think it was up this way, right? Let's see if we can go find it.
Can I help?
Sure. You want to come with us? Now, I think it was somewhere behind here.
I want to tell you something.
Okay.
I have a very good sense of smell.
You have a very good sense of smell. So do you smell the wine and the bread up here? Can you smell that?
Over here smells good.
It smells different. Well, I think, there's our Alleluia sign. Can you grab that for us, Cameron? And there's something else in there. What is this? Oh my goodness, it's some beautiful wands. Well, if you can grab the Alleluia sign, and I'll carry these wands, we'll come back to the other children.
And then what?
And then what? And then we're going to talk about what Alleluia means, and I'm going to give everybody a wand.
Even me?
Of course, even you, yes. Cameron, can you open up the sign for us and let us see what it says? It says Alleluia. That means praise God. And a few weeks ago at the beginning of Lent, we hid the Alleluia because we took a pause from saying Alleluia for a few weeks. And today is such a special day that we get to bring the Alleluia back because we're celebrating that Jesus rose from the dead, and that is something that we certainly praise God for. And so I thought it'd be kind of fun if I made some wands and Miss Gyla helped me, so that every time you hear the word Alleluia in the service today, you can wave your wand. Whoops. Can you hand those to the babies, Sawyer? Can you hand one of those to Maddie and one to Kate?
My name is Everett.
Yes, your name is Everett. Did I accidentally call you something else?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. That's for you. And Raya, Gracie, would you like one?
Sure.
Okay. Are you sharing yours, Everett? That's so kind of you. And Lincoln has one. Here's one for you, Ava. And Gavin, would you like one? Yes? Okay, so let's practice. Alleluia! Let me see. I'll say something. Jesus Christ is risen today. Alleluia. So anytime you hear Alleluia in the rest of the service, or if you want to bring this back to church with you next Sunday, every time you hear Alleluia, you can celebrate and praise God by waving your wands. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for your love. And thank you for Jesus. We praise you today by saying Alleluia. Amen. Okay, you all may go to Children's Church with Miss Susan. Sawyer and Everett, do you want to go with Miss Susan to Children's Church? Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Several years ago now, I lived in a little apartment in downtown Winston-Salem. It was just across the street from Calvary Moravian Church. And although I lived just a couple of blocks away from some fantastic restaurants and from the Stevens Center, my favorite part about living downtown was that in the middle of the night, every Easter morning, the brass band at the Moravian Church would gather at about 2 in the morning, and they would begin playing Easter hymns. The first time it happened, I didn't know it would happen, and so waking up sleepily, and I'm not a good waker-upper, I was confused. I didn't know what was happening, I didn't know why it was happening, I didn't know who was doing all of this. And I remember thinking, I think that's Christ the Lord is risen today, but why were they playing it now? It was the middle of the night. And as I tried to figure out the answer to these questions in my mind, it hit me. It was already Easter. In the middle of the night, in the darkness, Jesus had already risen. Jesus had passed over death into life in the darkness. While I was still sleeping, Jesus had risen. I learned later that day that in Winston-Salem, playing in an Easter band is a highlight for many Moravian musicians. These brass and woodwind musicians gather in the middle of the night at their churches and travel throughout their communities on their church buses. They stop in different neighborhoods, they all get off the bus, they play a couple of Easter hymns, and they all get back on and go to another neighborhood. Eventually, all of these Easter bands make their way to the sunrise service at Old Salem, where one by one they come together in the graveyard, where some 300 to 400 brass and woodwind musicians play Easter hymns as the sun rises. Each year, I'd forget that it would happen until I was awakened in the middle of the night. And every year I found myself grateful for the reminder that even in the dark of night, Jesus had already risen. The resurrection had happened without my knowing, without my awareness, without my new outfit, without my beautifully planned brunch menu, without my going to church, without anything being done on my part. Jesus had risen. Picture the women in today's gospel lessons, both the Luke passage that we just read and the John passage that we read at the sunrise service. The women made their way through the darkness of the early dawn to the tomb. The last time that they had seen Jesus, they were standing at the foot of the cross, watching him die a brutal and horrific death. I imagine in the time since, they had exhausted themselves with weeping. And like we do when we are in deep grief, they had probably gotten very little sleep, and they maybe not had eaten much. So when they arrived at the tomb that morning, I imagine that they must have still been quite deep in their grief and horror, in their shock and disbelief at all that had happened in the last couple of days. It was dawn, but for whatever time it could have been for them, for these women, it was quite dark. No doubt all of those who loved Jesus were struggling to make their way through the darkest time that they'd ever experienced. These women, these remarkable women, had stayed with Jesus until the cross. They'd witnessed his murder. They stood there and watched and wept. But on this morning, in their deep pain and in their deep sadness, these women made their way to the tomb to honor Jesus by giving his body a proper cleansing and anointing, a suitable wrapping, and an appropriate burial. And this, my friends, this is where Easter begins. In the darkness, in lament, in pain and sorrow. This is where Easter begins, in the shadow of death. But it doesn't end there. The women arrived at the tomb and found the stone rolled away. And when they went in, Jesus' body was not there. I can't even begin to imagine the complex myriad of emotions that they experienced in those moments. Fear and sadness, anger, confusion, all intensified by their grief and sorrow. In those moments, they must have experienced a darkness that made the dark of Good Friday pale in comparison. Because the truth is that sometimes the darkness around us is as deep as the dead of night, and it seems like the light will never come. I feel deep empathy for these women because we all know that sometimes it's hard to see God at work in the darkness. And yet, it is in the darkness that God had done God's most wondrous work. Sometime in the dead of night, God had raised Jesus from the dead. While the world was still sleeping, God was active and at work. In the dark of night, rather than the broad open daylight, the resurrection had taken place. And until the women arrived, nobody even knew. Even the stone had been rolled away before dawn. There was nothing to be done by anyone. God had completed all the work overnight while everyone rested. Jesus had risen before the first light of dawn appeared, before those who loved him were able to see him. Jesus had risen before those who loved him believed in the resurrection, before anyone could begin to understand it. Jesus had risen from the dead. While it was still dark, God was at work on our behalf, defeating death forever. Brothers and sisters, Resurrection Sunday reminds us that we need not be afraid or overcome by darkness, because even the darkness is not dark to God. We need not be afraid or overcome by the darkness that we so often experience or feel, because God was and God is still at work in the darkness. When we consider the darkness in our own lives and in the world around us, our hope is in a God who is at work in the darkness long before we know it, long before we believe it, long before we understand it. In the midst of our despair, while we are still grieving, while we are certain that nothing good will come, while we are certain that this is the end, that all hope is lost, God is still at work, bringing life out of death. On that first Easter morning, the women discovered that God had been at work in the dark. And on this Easter morning, we remember that God still is. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Living together in trust and hope, Let us confess our faith with the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ,
the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life to come. Amen.
On this day of resurrection joy, let us offer our prayers for ourselves, our neighbors, and our world. Renewing God, the good news of your resurrection changed the world. Give church leaders and all the baptized the same excitement as the women at the tomb, and inspire us to share your abundant life. Lord, in your mercy. Sustaining God, your creation abounds with signs of new life in budding trees and newborn creatures. Provide fertile soil, ample sunlight, and nourishing rain for the growth of plants, and provide farmers with a plentiful harvest. Lord, in your mercy. Sheltering God, strengthen and sustain all who support vulnerable people across the world. Empower government agencies and international organizations that provide for refugees and migrants forced to leave their homelands. Lord, in your mercy. Encouraging God, you do a new thing among us. We pray for those gripped by fear and anxiety or who suffer in any way, especially the family of Gary Hedrick, Dean, Teresa, Jean, Gary and Judy, Bill, John, Mike, Latifa, Sandra, Jana, Carrie, Joe, our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we now name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. Send us your healing presence to places of hunger, pain, illness, or overwhelming sorrow. Lord, in your mercy. Surprising God, you offer endless ways for us to delight in your grace. Give this community of faith a sense of joy and wonder in exploring new avenues of faith formation, worship, and discipleship. Lord, in your mercy. Resurrecting God, you make us alive in Christ. Thank you for blessing us with faithful witnesses who now rest in you, especially Robin Beck, Joanne Turner, Bruce Fulbright, and Gary Hedrick. Lord, in your mercy.
We offer to you these petitions and those that we carry in our hearts, trusting in your abundant and ever-present mercy. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to share God's peace with those around you.
Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed are you, O God of the universe. Your mercy is everlasting, and your faithfulness endures from age to age. Praise to you for creating the heavens and the earth. Praise to you for saving the earth from the waters of the flood. Praise to you for bringing the Israelites safely through the sea. Praise to you for leading your people through the wilderness to the land of milk and honey. Praise to you for the words and deeds of Jesus, your anointed one. Praise to you for the death and resurrection of Christ. Praise to you for your Spirit poured out on all nations. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and cup, we remember our Lord's Passover from death to life as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. O God of resurrection and new life, pour out your Holy Spirit on us and these gifts of bread and wine. Bless this feast and grace our table with your presence. Come, Holy Spirit, reveal yourself to us in the breaking of bread. Raise us up as the body of Christ for the world. Breathe new life into us. Send us forth burning with justice, peace, and love. Come, Holy Spirit, with your holy ones of all times and places, with the earth and all its creatures, with the sun and moon and stars, we praise you, O God, blessed and holy Trinity, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. When we eat this bread, we share the body of Christ. And when we drink this cup, we share the blood of Christ. Reveal yourself to us, O Lord, in the breaking of bread, as once you revealed yourself to your disciples. It as well as grape juice. And if you prefer not to take any of the elements but would like a blessing, just come forward with your hands crossed over your chest.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. Wellspring of joy, through this meal you have put gladness in our hearts. Satisfy the hunger still around us and send us as joyful witnesses that your love may bring joy to the hearts of all people. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Mission statement. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world.
Thank you.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Go in peace, share the good news. Alleluia.